I'd like to invite you all to take your seats for our next presentation here at the Planet MicroCap Showcase Vancouver in association with Small Cap Discoveries. Now presenting is Kanjan Desai from Alchemy Nano.
I bet you're sick of saying that over and over. All right, for those of you who don't know, Alchemy is at its heart a nanotechnology company. We operate in two sectors, one in the automotive sector. Our core product's a windshield protection film, where what we're really building as a competitive advantage is the longest-lasting and the easiest to install, rather the most profitable product in the market. This part of our business is very much commercial. We are already on 50,000 vehicles today and growing. And the other, on the surface, very unrelated, but on the technology level, very related part is the defense part, where we're building thermal camouflage technology to basically make soldiers and tanks and vehicles invisible to thermal detection. We are the most effective, the most lightweight, and the most versatile solution available to any NATO country today. We have a customer-validated prototype there. The business is on the defense side, a little bit younger. We've already got $1.2 million in contracts there and have more recently secured another $2 million in contracts from the Canadian Department of National Defense as well. Starting with the automotive part, really the core problem is that the vast majority of new vehicles you can buy today will have what's called an advanced driver assist system. So these are features like lane keep assist, pedestrian collision avoidance. They use sensors that are mounted on your windshield by the rear view mirror. And what these sensors really do is that if your windshield gets a stone chip, these sensors need to be recalibrated, and what used to be a $300 glass replacement is now over $1,500 on the vast majority of vehicles. Beyond that, insurance companies already were looking at windshield claims as being the largest cost category on the comprehensive side. So when windshields become five times more expensive, this problem grows even faster. And so the key growth drivers here behind the scenes are that 40 countries globally have already mandated that every new vehicle has to have advanced driver assist systems in them because they're keeping us safer on the road. And the Insurance Institute of Highway Safety in the U.S. actually published a study recently that showed for the vehicles that have these systems in them, they are filing 12 times more insurance claims over $1,000 than the vehicles that don't. And as most of you know, most of us shop for car insurance on the basis of price. So if their costs are going up, their premiums are going to have to go up, which means as an insurance company, you're less competitive in the market. And so the solution is pretty straightforward. It's a windshield protection film. It's kind of like a phone screen protector built for your car's windshield. And you can install it on a car's windshield to prevent the windshield from breaking when a rock comes and hits your windshield. But the challenge today in the industry is that existing windshield protection films are trapped in a trade-off between ease of installation and quality. So if a windshield protection film is easy to install, frankly, it's garbage in quality, it will fail on your windshield in about 3 months. And if a windshield protection film is really high quality, it's quite tough to install. And as a result, there's a limitation on its scalability because the price itself is quite high for the customer. Today, we are actually on the right side of that, but we have a strategy to actually combine both of these into one product. And that product is called ExoShield Ultra. So we're combining the nanotechnology we've created over the last 4 to 6 years and perfected it actually to make a really high quality windshield protection film with a patent pending thermoforming process that takes regular high quality windshield protection film and converts it into a very easy to install kit for your vehicle. So for example, if you go get a BMW 3 Series and you want windshield protection film on it, you'll take it to a shop, you'll book an appointment, and by the time your appointment day arrives, that shop already has a kit that is specifically tailored for your windshield. All they have to do is stick it on, and you're done in under 30 minutes. And so this is, again, combining our proprietary nanoceramic coating technology that drives the durability. That has been something we've perfected through 4 generations of our product, and it's layering on a process that transforms that windshield protection film while maintaining the quality of the product. So this makes us the only product in the market that can combine both high quality and ease of installation. So to the top left, you're seeing products that are really easy to install, but they fail, I'll say shockingly quickly. And then on the far right, on the bottom right, you're seeing products that are high quality That's where we've played in the market until now. The last, I would say, half decade or so, we focused on really perfecting and advancing the quality of our product so that we're leading in that category. We are the longest warrantied product in the market by a mile. And now with ExoShield Ultra, we're turning it into a high quality, easy to install product. Our revenue growth to date, we are tracking at about $2.6 million in trailing 12-month revenue, growing about 53% over the year before. And we it primarily has been driven by our historical products, our ExoShield GT3 Plus product. We're in the process of activating our ExoShield Ultra platform, and we expect that that's what's going to be driving future growth for the business. So overall, when it comes to the technologies that are powering our next generation product, the nanoceramic technology is on 50,000 vehicles, powering all of the historical generations of our windshield protection film. Last year, we created 200 kits for the hardest vehicle to install windshield protection film on, the Tesla Model 3. Sold 200 of those kits, all 200 of those kits, to our aftermarket installers, and every single one was installed in under 25 minutes. The typical installation time before was 3 to 4 hours. So it makes us the most profitable product the aftermarket channel can carry. In addition, if you go online, type the words broken windshield club in Google, you will find tens of thousands of vehicle owners complaining about how frequently they break their windshields, and usually they're Jeep Wrangler and Ford Bronco owners. The reason is the windshields are vertical, so when a rock hits those, the glass is significantly more likely to crack. So we started selling DIY kits to these vehicle owners as well, just through our website and through drop shipping partnerships. And we've sold 1,500 of these in, I would say, about 12 months now, tracking for about $400,000 in revenue from those. And 99.7% of all of those were installed successfully by these customers. And we started measuring the NPS for this product as well, and it's tracking at 55. So for those of you who don't know how NPS systems work, usually above 20, you're good. You're above 50, you're amazing. And then maybe a 1 in a million sits around above 80. And so we're tracking closer to something like Amazon, which sits around 62, versus the traditional automotive manufacturers who sit between 14 and 20 right now. And lastly, we also have significant commercial opportunities that we're working on right now. So Polaris, Sixt, Daimler or Mercedes-Benz buses and Isuzu trucks have also come to us recently, just within the last 3 months, asking us to make kits for their vehicles. So with Polaris, we're actually deep into a late-stage pilot for their Ranger X1000 vehicle. They sell 100,000 of these vehicles every year. And the focus is really selling these kits to Polaris, who will then in turn sell through their dealerships and through their online stores. With Sixt, we actually have a pilot ongoing that's about 400 vehicles in size in Sweden right now. They have 140,000 vehicles globally, and anytime their windshields break, their vehicles are taken off the road, so they're losing not just the cost of the replacement, but also the revenue that vehicle generates. And similarly with Daimler and Isuzu, they're looking for us to make kits so that they can sell to their customers, just like Polaris. So the gist of it here is that the current windshield protection films can really only be sold to aftermarket installers who then sell to exotic vehicle owners. It's a very, very small segment of the market, call it about $20 million in size on an annual basis. With ExoShield Ultra, when you can take away the difficulty of installation to deliver something that's really easy to install and simultaneously high quality, you can open up significantly larger channels and significantly larger markets. So we can, in addition to the exotic vehicles, we can go to commercial vehicle, commercial fleets as well. So we have a pilot ongoing right now with Amazon in Red Deer, Alberta. Similarly, the Sixt and the Avis opportunities as well would fit that channel. In addition, we can start working with dealerships, because now a dealership can simply train a detailing technician in 30 minutes on how to install our product, practice for maybe an hour, and they know how to install this. They can make significant margins in-house by selling this product while offering the product to you as a customer at an acceptable price. And then lastly, we also believe insurance companies are also more incentivized to start subsidizing adoption of windshield protection films, much like winter tire is subsidized here in Canada. We see a future where insurance companies are more likely to give you a discount on your comprehensive insurance policy so that you reduce the risk profile to them. And finally, obviously, because of the ease of installation, like with the Polaris opportunity, we can get into OEM after sales partnerships as well. So we right now have opportunities active across all in every single one of these segments and these channels. And that's where the mass market opportunity is, with being able to again, solve ease of installation and quality simultaneously. Switching track to the defense side of the business, the fundamental problem is that every NATO soldier, vehicle, and military base is exposed to thermal detection right now. Existing camouflage works against existing detection methods, as you can see on the left side there, but as soon as someone puts a $500 drone in the sky with a thermal camera on it, every single person is exposed. And this is something, if you've, again, seen any footage coming out of the Ukrainian war theater, you should probably know by now. Across NATO and major non-NATO ally countries, there are 18 million soldiers, 80,000 tanks, land combat vehicles, et cetera, that are all at risk, presenting a huge opportunity. In fact, for 3 years in a row, or 2 years in a row, I should say, thermal camouflage has remained a top priority across every single NATO country. And unfortunately, there are no real good existing solutions. If you're familiar with a ghillie suit, it's basically the big fluffy thing a sniper will wear. You can see it on the bottom left there. You can't see the person in the image, in the visual color image, but as soon as you put on a thermal camera, that person is easily exposed. These suits are very heavy. They can weigh up to tens of kilograms, or I guess also tens of pounds, and they're very limited to static or low mobility operations. Similarly, they're very short-lasting. Those images were taken within 5 minutes of that person putting on a ghillie suit. Your body heat starts transferring to all of the material you're wearing, and it starts immediately exposing your thermal signature. So you can see that on the right side as well, where a person's holding up a thermal blanket, the moment their hand is coming into contact, it's exposing their heat signature as well. And lastly, they're quite vulnerable. So for example, current technologies, you can take a shirt like mine and turn it into something that feels like tarp. You no longer need a fancy sensor. You can hear that person running around in the forest. And similarly, if there's a sun in the sky, which there is half the time, it will reflect the sun off of your shoulders and expose you in other ways. So there effectively is no real good solution right now to thermal camouflage. And so what we've done is we've created a technology called Crypsis Class, which is basically a nanoparticle that can be integrated into any textile, paint, or dye. Each nanoparticle effectively acts like a tiny thermal mirror, and so collectively all of these nanoparticles, what they do in your clothing is that they reflect and mimic the environment around you. So when someone looks at you with a thermal camera, you look like the environment around you. It's kind of like the Harry Potter cloak, but in the thermal spectrum. It's also very versatile because the technology is effectively a nanoparticle. We can put that technology into anything that you can put a nanoparticle in. And similarly, it's highly secure in the sense that we're not making your textile something that makes a lot of noise, and we're not creating any new vulnerabilities as well. So for an entire soldier, you're only looking at 5 to 10 grams of added weight. That is the equivalent of 5 to 10 paper clips. And we've already completed significant military specification testing as well. So our technology is safe for a soldier to have on their skin. It's completely durable as well. You can throw it in a machine washer. You can, you know, roll around in it. And then it's also breathable. So if a soldier's running around sweating, it's not going to change their functionality as well. So this technology has been validated significantly by the Canadian Department of National Defense. You can see on the visual side, on the left side, we made this technology originally for the forest environment. They actually ended up taking it to the desert, and it worked perfectly over there as well. So you can see on the left, there's a soldier actually inside that, if you can't make it out, hiding, making themselves look like a rock. On the right side, you'll see the nighttime and the daytime trial. They are basically taking this poncho, wearing it during the day and night. I'll draw your attention to the temperature scales. 21 to minus 4 at nighttime in the desert, and then 36 to 14. And the profile of our suit, of our poncho, is changing based on the environment around them. So at nighttime, it looks cooler, matches the ground. So if there's a drone in the sky, that drone isn't going to be able to tell apart the soldier from the ground. And similarly, during the daytime as well, you can see that the temperature changes and matches. That red circle there is actually what the current competitor technology is. Firstly, you can see that those shoulders are really bright because it's reflecting the sun that's behind the camera. That is going to give away any soldier that's covered in that. The second thing is you can see how stiff that textile is. That's not made for someone to make a uniform out of. It's made for a tent, perhaps, to be made out of. So again, we continue to be the lightest, the most flexible, the most durable technology out there as well. And so far, we've gotten about $1.2 million in development funding from the Government of Canada through contracts. We've taken this idea, this from purely a concept all the way to field validation. And just last month, we were informed that we're getting a $2 million contract to take it to full commercialization now. This contract will it'll begin April 1st of the beginning of the next fiscal year for the government. And in addition, we're currently under evaluation with the U.S. Development Command for the Army and the U.K. Defense and Security Accelerator as well. Both of these, we were invited and sought out to apply on the basis of the recommendation from the Canadian DND. We also have a side contract right now where actually the CTO of a company called Airdyne, who was using buying our ExoShield Ultra kit for his Jeep, recognized that our kits could be used on airplanes. And so they've actually signed a contract with them and are funding our development for our kits to be adapted for the C-130 Hercules, which is a cargo jet used often by the Coast Guard. There's a window on the side of that plane that tends to get hit by rocks when the plane is landing and taking off, so we're adapting our kits again for airplanes. Something that's not up here is that just last night we were informed by NATO that through their NATO Diana program, we are going to be in the finals, essentially. So about 2,600 companies were evaluated for thermal camouflage and detection solutions. And of those, 60 were selected to be interviewed in the final stages, and of them, 30 will be going through. So the big thing here will be it'll be a 100,000 euro contract right off the hop, but the more of a bigger value is that we're going to get significant exposure within the NATO countries, especially in Europe and the Eastern Bloc, where the need for thermal camouflage is the highest. Going to our leadership team, I'm the founder as well as the CEO. I've got a background in nanotechnology, but I've done a wide range of things. Primarily, my R&D experience goes back to Harvard Med, as well as my business development experience goes back to Facebook. Our CFO, Doug, and our VP of sales, Paul, both bring in decades of experience individually, running significantly successful companies as well. And the rest of our team, Danielle, Stuart, Amoga, Urim, are all incredibly experienced, have been with us for a while. And again, understand the industry, the technology, and our market incredibly well. As far as our board is concerned, Paul Andreola, who you've, I'm sure, seen by now, is a board member at Alchemy as well. Obviously, Paul's experience comes from being a early Expel investor that is highly related to our automotive business, where the business models are quite similar. But David Mess, an early investor in Alchemy, recently joined our board as well, and again, brings significant experience both from the investment as well as the operational side. And then Sunil joined us earlier, I would say in July, with experience scaling companies exactly at our stage with very similar business dynamics. And again, taking them he took a company from about $2 million in revenue to $30 million in revenue in under 5 years with next to zero external funding. So he continues to, again, be our lead advisor on growth strategy going forward. So from a top line, we are looking at really, what makes us unique and what makes us competitive in the two segments we're operating in. The first thing is domain expertise. We understand windshield protection better than anyone at this point, and yes, I will make that bold claim. And then the second thing is when it comes to thermal camouflage, we've solved problems that everyone else is struggling with, specifically when it comes to the flexibility, breathability, and the sort of the weight of the textile, but also not exposing yourself by reflecting the sun when the sun's up. On both sides, we believe we are the best technology in the market. In fact, and when it comes to our windshield protection, I would say the market believes we're the best technology in the market. And again, when it comes to the defense piece, the Canadian Department of National Defense has been recommending us within NATO as the best technology available to solve this problem. Both of them are tremendously huge markets with tremendously huge opportunities. And again, we're validated on both sides. We've got our technology on 50,000 vehicles already and growing quickly on the automotive side and on the defense side. Again, we've already got the 1.2 million in contracts, another 2 million coming online shortly. The question I get often asked is, when are you IPOing because you're private? The answer is we've already started that process. We're finishing interviewing auditors right now. The goal is to kind of have our 2023 audited by the end of the year, 2024 early next year, have a prospectus, pre-prospectus, all of that stuff filed, and we're targeting something Q2 2025 because we have two major exciting things coming online, the first being for our ExoShield Ultra, the production machine we're constructing to really scale our capacity comes online at the beginning of Q2, late Q1, actually. And then similarly, the D&D contract as well comes online at the same time. I don't have NATO in here. That was given to, that news came in last night, but we expect that would start at the beginning of next year as well. So happy to answer questions, happy to chat afterwards as well. Thank you. Go ahead. Well, the first is always capital. When it comes to Ultra, it's really, I would say it's capital at this point and really the technology itself. We want to build the machine and we want to scale our model coverage. So really the scale comes from how quickly can you scale the coverage of the different kits, how many brands, how many models, et cetera, are you covering? So that's going to be it. And then on the D&D side, it's usually the customer doing business with government can sometimes mean you're exposed to political winds, you're exposed to people going on vacation and whatnot. Go for it. We raised $8 million to date. About 24. Yep. Last year was about under about 1.9. Trailing 12 months is 2.6. Yeah. Thank you. Okay, I think I can wrap that up. Thank you so much.